At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
All right, ladies, let's keep it civil, please. It's the B-Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. I'm Billy Kidd. TJ and Hope are about to go head-to-head for another edition of 1 Second 90s. And it has gotten heated in the past.
Yeah.
So let's keep it civil.
Hope.
Why are you pointing fingers?
So the record is Hope has won 3 times. TJ has won once. There's been 2 ties.
Yes.
So let's see where we're at. We're going to play 1 second snippets of songs from the 90s. And then whoever's turn it is gets the first opportunity to identify the song. You get a point each time you're right.
Okay.
And if you get it wrong or you can't figure it out, the other player gets the chance to steal.
Sounds good.
All right. Here we go. Here is... who's so going
Hope,
first?
Hope is going first. Yeah.
All right. Here's your first clip.
Gone Country?
Very good.
Yeah, I had that one.
Well done. All right.
TJ. Okay, my turn. Oh, you gave her the easy one.
No,
okay,
yeah, I'm laughing because I know what you're going to say.
Come on, Billy.
Come on.
It's Shania.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but
what's the song?
What's the song name?
What's the song?
Just be dinging it that it's right.
Man, I Feel Like a Woman, right? Or no.
Any man.
Okay, first of all.
I just stole it. You just gave 22.
Okay. Does it matter?
Okay. I mean, technically, I believe Hope is correct
because right,
you said the wrong song title. So after you were trying
your
to
favorite,
mock me.
Your favorite.
She totally tried to mock me to hear that.
Okay,
all right. Here we go.
One.
Hope, this is for you. Number 3.
I want to say I like it. I love it. But that feels wrong.
That is right.
You got it.
Okay.
See, I know these. Okay, let's go. My turn. Dust on the Bob.
Oh, my goodness. You ladies are on fire today. All okay, right. Here's your final one. What's the score? I'm not paying attention.
It doesn't matter.
It's 3-1.
Okay. Of course, Hope knows exactly what the score is.
It's right. 3-1. I'm making a spreadsheet.
Here we go. The final one. Uh-oh. The look on the face says she might not know it.
Is it Check Yes or No?
Oh my goodness. Wow, we rolled through this very fast today.
Look at us.
I think Check Yes or No has been used
every
like
week.
4 times. That's why I was like, this, I feel like
hold
it's
on.
Not.
This was 1995. All of these songs charted or were number one in 1995.
It's going to be hard to find a year in those 90s where George Strait wasn't
right
on the charts. Well, so there's probably just a random George Strait.
It's interesting. You both had a lot of trouble with 1990, 1991. But once we got to like 93, 94, like a lot of these songs were still playing on the radio.
Correct. Right.
The early 90s stuff, not so. And it's funny, the early 90s stuff feels like late 80s stuff.
Mm.
So that's where I think you guys got thrown off. Next week, should I make it harder next week?
I like that you do the number ones, but you know,
they're all number ones. Every song that we play is number one.
I was born in 96, so allegedly next year's 96, or next week's 96, if we just did 95. So I'm feeling good. I think you can throw some hard ones at us.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Hope is now won 4 times.
Yeah, whether I lose easy or lose the hard ones, doesn't really matter. Can't listen
live. I always love when Dan Mason comes to visit. It's the B-Morning Coffee Club, WBEE.
Take me out to the ball game.
Welcome back.
How are we doing?
There we go. Now we can hear you. I had the wrong button pushed.
That's all right. How are we doing?
We're doing great.
Awesome.
How's life at the ball field? It's been a little chilly the last couple days.
It's been a little chilly, but good news, gang. It's going to be like 67 degrees the next couple of days.
Woo!
Finally.
Pushing 70.
Finally.
And there's a full game schedule happening weekend long.
Yes. It's a great, and it's real easy. All of our games this weekend are at 105. So today at 105 is going to be like close to 70 degrees. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow, game time 105 for our Autism Awareness Day. So a lot less sound effects, lower sound levels, a much more sensory friendly experience. And then Sunday, we have an Easter egg hunt before the game with Spikes and Mitzi. And then after the game, kids can run the bases with Spikes and Mitzi. And all of the games this weekend are at 105 as we take on the Worcester Red Sox.
Red Sox.
Said it appropriately, too.
That's right.
So you recently went cashless over there.
Correct.
And if you looked at it on social media, it was like you guys were stomping on puppies over there.
Yes.
How has it been going so far?
It's been going very smooth. Knock on wood. You know, we have two options for people who want to use cash that don't want to use credit. You can take advantage of our reverse ATM. So you put like a $20 bill into an ATM and then you get a Visa gift card back and you can use it not only at the ballpark, but you could use it anywhere around town. Or
I've
you can
never
get,
heard of a reverse ATM.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty genius. And
I mean, when you go to Chuck E. Cheese or you go to, you know, I stick my cash in and then they give me a card
right.
where I can play games. I guess it's similar to that.
It's very similar, except for playing games, you get to eat hot dogs.
Even better.
You know?
Even better. What
Speaking
did you bring us
today?
Speaking
of the
today?
Hot dogs.
Yeah.
Yes.
Today,
oh
I brought
gosh.
You a new featured item, brand new in 2025. It is a foot-long Zweigel's hot dog.
Oh, my God.
Covered with Rochester meat hot sauce and diced onions, and it's named after our beloved bat dog, Bruce.
Bruce!
Oh, you guys know how to say it. I love it. So it is delicious like every Zweigel's product. But it's going great.
How did I not know Zweigel came in footlong?
It's brand new this year.
It has to be brand new.
Yeah. Because... It means like the breaking news sound effect.
Yeah.
Now comes in footlong.
Yeah.
Why have we wasted our time talking about anything else this morning? This is amazing. Yeah, so we have Bruce the Bat Dog, who's officially, he's being such a good boy.
Oh, such a good boy. He worked his first game last homestand, did an amazing job, and as usual, people just absolutely love him. You know, we could be getting beat, doesn't matter what the score
as
is.
As long as Bruce is on the field.
If he runs out on the field, it's like we just won the World Series. People just go crazy. It's so cool. They
so
love him.
Awesome.
Is there going to be another day this year where people can bring their dogs?
Yes, we have a Bark in the Park game coming up next homestand, and I should know our promotional schedule like off the
I
top
really
of my
put
head,
you on the spot with that, but we're
I
talking
believe,
dogs.
I believe it might be the 2nd of May. Well, I'm not positive. So you can go to redwingsbaseball.com
like I'm
to
on
find
right
out.
Now.
But you can find out all of our promotional schedule. Try May 2nd, TJ.
May 2nd.
Over there, Friday,
I
want to
bring
2nd.
Duke. See how Duke does at the ballpark.
Duke would be a hit at the ballpark. Has Duke been around other dogs like at the park?
Just on the canal. And he gets very excited and he lets them know that he sees.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
He's making everyone aware that he sees other dogs and he wants to protect me. So we're working on being around other dogs still.
People. Bark in the Park is back. And you can purchase general admission tickets for as little as $11.
Right.
Is this correct?
That is correct.
And it is happening May 2nd.
May 2nd.
Right around the corner.
I did. I got it right for once. Yeah. Wow. All right.
That is a brain of steel. Those facts right there.
We bring out, so we have sometimes as many as 100 dogs there with their owners. It's such a cool thing. And, you know, we play the doorbell noise and the dogs go crazy. And it's just, but the Dog Pound is a great place to go and hang out with your dogs. And, you know, most of the dogs really all, they get along. It's amazing.
Especially like an only child like Duke. It might be really good for him, socialization, to be around hundreds of other dogs.
He met a puppy last weekend, and he did really good. So I have high hopes that will ease him into being with other dogs.
I can't wait to see that. I can't wait.
And Duke loves baseball, I heard.
Duke loves baseball. Yeah. He roots for the Red Wings, you know.
Yeah.
Dan Mason, thank you so much for coming by.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Good luck with the homestand this weekend.
Thank you very much.
How do you clean up after your pets? The B Morning Coffee Club on WBEE. I'm Billy Kidd. Hope is with us. TJ, what is this thing you're talking about to get the fur?
It feels like I'm being served a lot of ads. And even walking through the Walmart, it's on the end caps where it's like these pet hair remover rollers. And they look like giant lint rollers. But
so it's
then
not
they
like
have
a comb. It's like a giant roller.
They have that too. So I don't know which is the better one to use. My daughter, she has a rake. It's called a carpet rake.
Jeez.
And it's a rake, and she rakes her throw down carpet because the vacuum sucks it up. You know how like when you try to run a vacuum on a carpet,
like a big shag carpet kind of thing, that's not part of the
room. And it just like stops and you can't really vacuum it. So she rakes her carpet and she's like, "Mom, you got to get one of these rakes." And I was like, "Well, I keep seeing these rollers." She's like, "Those are no good." So clearly she's done her research, but I go, "Have you seen that Black & Decker even has their own?" And there's something called the Chomp Chomp roller, like chomp chomp roller.
How does that go?
Hair chomp chomp hair remover. And my dog, this is just the time of year where that dog hair, like she's shedding bad. And it's like clumps everywhere and it's making us crazy. So I'm constantly grabbing my vacuum, putting the end on, sucking it up. And it's like.
And she's allowed on the furniture?
Yeah.
So you say it like there are some homes where that's not allowed.
They're my children. Do I allow my children on the furniture? Yes.
So the fur is everywhere.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now I have, it's called like a metal lint roller. It sounds like it's probably like a rake, but it's not that big. I originally got a targeted ad for it because of my own hair shedding. So I was going through.
Wait. You've been cleaning up hair long before you had a pet.
My hair is all over the place all of the time.
Oh my God.
I've like warned everyone that I've ever dated. I'm like, I'm basically a golden retriever. There's hair everywhere. I just want to be fed and go for walks. That's it. And I'll be happy.
I can't
Wow.
Can't believe somebody didn't nail that down. All you have to do is rake up after me.
My wife and my daughter both have long hair. My daughter's hair down to her butt.
Yeah.
and it is everywhere. And, you know, I expect it in the sink. I expect it in the bathroom. But I just had to disassemble our vacuum cleaner to clean the roll because it was completely clumped up on the roll. By the way, I use YouTube all the time to fix stuff.
Yeah.
So this guy is showing this particular, we have one of those Shark vacuums.
Yeah.
And he's showing how to take it apart so you can clean it. So I'm pausing and starting the video as I'm going along. And it gets to the end of the video. My vacuum cleaner is in like six parts. And he ran out of space. This is the message at the end of the video. Before he shows you how to put it back together, I ran out of space on my HD card or my SD card. And that was it. That was the end of the video. And I'm looking at the stuff spread out on the floor and the bed. And I'm like, how do I put this back? It was like a 30 minute.
Tune in tomorrow for the second part.
Oh my God. TJ, you're such a phony. It's a B-Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. Hope is with us. I'm Billy Kidd.
I look real from afar.
You do.
So as long as you stay from afar, it looks totally real.
When you
real.
Get up closer, you're kind of
it's
plasticky.
It's just like a big...
kind of silk. Silk and plastic.
If one thing I'm learning from this whole, like, planning my kid's wedding thing, and now I'm trying to find great fake flowers... I hate the word fake because a lot of these look so real. So I'm
they've
like,
come a long way.
Like, absolutely. So I'm thinking, man, after the wedding, I'm probably going to keep these around the house, at least this one and this one. And then, so I'm through the Garden Factory because it's always my favorite time of year. I love that place. The Garden Factory is right down the road from me. And so we're there picking up bags of mulch and I see the most beautiful hanging plants. Go over to them. They're fake.
And so, the Garden Factory is selling them.
The Garden Factory has beautiful fake hanging plants. So I turned to Steve immediately and I was like, we're morons. Why aren't we doing this? Do you know we won't have to stress about, okay, is the sun down? Okay, we got to get out there before the mosquitoes get out there and get everything watered.
Yeah.
Because there was always that fine time before the mosquitoes. But the sun can't hit them.
Swamp life is hard. It really is.
Like, you know, it's all about timing. But why would I not hang these? So this year, I'm going to do my hanging plants around my garage and my front porch.
Did you check them out? What was the price range on them?
Oh, they are affordable.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't want, because it was a weekend sale.
Right,
so
right.
I don't want to like spew out a price.
But it's not like they were like $90.
No, not at all. Not at all. Now, there is a part of people who love to go and play in their flowers.
Yeah.
You know, that this is not for them. This is for the folks who want the pretty, but really have a hard time maintaining that for the whole hot summer. I tend to kill mine.
Well, you probably forget to water them, or you might be away for a weekend or two. And,
or the scorching sun. It just gets dry, dry, hot, hot, hot. And it just seems that, you know, they just can't take it anymore.
I don't think I've ever seen hanging basket fake flowers before.
They're pretty, Billy.
Artificial. Sorry, artificial flowers.
I know. I feel like we should call them not fake.
Not fake.
I mean, like when it comes to leather, it's like the new thing is vegan leather, and it sounds like so.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
so we need
vegan
like.
Vegan leather.
We need like a bougie word.
Vegan plants.
Some bougie word.
Plastique.
Ooh, put a French accent on that.
We should go to ChatGPT and ask it to name the fake flowers for us.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts. We'll be right back.